Well, I know I'm just a young man, but could you help me understand why we kill and hate each other 'cause of colors in this land? Why the rich keep getting richer? Is the pride of men to blame for the monument in Memphis that forever will proclaim that the judgment of the colors is only sin when we decide what is right and what is wrong in the view of selfish eyes? And we mistreat his holy judgment, and we deceptively disguise the strength of love and freedom in the weakness of our lies, our lies. Tell me, who gave you the right to destroy a poor man's dream, to deprive a soul of freedom, or to kill an honest king? I think we're only drifting away from God's own plan when we're the judge of color within the heart of man. Well, we're all just broken crayons that are scattered across the earth, red and yellow, black and white. In God's eyes, we all were worth the precious price of Jesus, and our lives did not depend on the church that we attended or the color of our skin. But we turn our heads and we walk away while a little black boy dies, and it seems our silent, slumbering hearts will never realize that we are held responsible. The reflection in his eyes, it showed the judgment of the colors was the reason that he died. He died. And tell me, who gave us the right to destroy a poor man's dream, to deprive a soul of freedom, or to kill an honest king? Away from God's own plan when we're the judge of color within the heart of man.
I have a dream. One day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
I've got a picture of a world in the sun, black and white people standing as one, loving each other in the light, hand in hand, while the walls that divide us no longer stand. Bring us together, shine down from above, color our canvas with a picture of love, with hope for tomorrow, wash our sorrow away. Bring us together.